All right. Woohoo! Glory. It's good to be here. Man, that was some good food today, wasn't it?
Amen.
How many of you ate too much? My hands up. I ate way too much. How many? I asked that. How many asked way too much? I didn't even snack around much this afternoon. A little handful of peanuts before I came in, and I'm still full. Thank you for being here this week and being alert. Thank you for inviting us back, Pastor. We're glad to be here. So anyway, time for the preaching, right?
Amen.
Attentive this morning. We'll see if you can, see if I can keep you awake tonight. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Little thought for you here tonight. A couple little phrases we're going to look at. And hopefully challenge you with that. Proverbs chapter 15. I'm going to read the first seven verses. Y'all found it there? Amen.
Amen.
I see people, some of you standing up as we go. We'll stand tonight. I'm not going to read too much like I did this morning, but these first seven verses, stand in respect of God's Word if you can. And if you need to sit down, we'd understand that. Here we go. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pour out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." By the way, prudence, not a bad word, is it? Well, the world sometimes thinks it is, but it's a good word. Verse 6, "In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not so." Dear Lord, we love you. Again, thank you for the privilege of being here tonight. Thank you for the songs that we sang to you tonight. I hope you enjoyed. And Lord, I just pray as we look at the Scripture now, I pray, Holy Spirit, you touch our hearts, challenge, encourage us, help us to do and have a life that would be pleasing unto you. And again, we'd ask you to forgive us where we have failed you. Lord, we ask you to keep us busy doing about your service. Lord, you've heard the requests that were made. Brother Bill, I believe, over in the nursing home and the other requests we heard even this morning. I pray that you'd be those according to your will, answer them according to your will. Be with our missionary as he and his wife travel here tomorrow as well. Well, may you give them safety and help us to get out of this meeting this week to charge us up and speak to us. We pray, give you the glory and the honor and the thanks for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I love this passage of Scripture. I want to give you just a real thought here real quick. I want to be wise, amen, and I would like for others to be able to think or to see that I'm wise too.
Amen.
And above all, I want my God to see that I've taken what He has given me and used it wisely.
Amen.
He says over in James chapter 1, I believe it is, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." We don't have the wisdom that we need for us to think that we have wisdom and others can't see that. We need to ask Him for more.
Amen.
And He says He'll not upbraid us, He'll not keep it from us. But I think wisdom comes to those that want it. I think He gives us when we really, truly want to be wise. We have a world out there that really, you know, I think some people do everything they can to dumb it down. And I don't want to be one of them. Anyway, we all have, if we think a little bit, there's all little areas where we could probably do a little better with that. So we're going to look at this passage of Scripture here again. It's not a complicated message. It's just a little bit of truth here. So we started out by reading there, soft answer turneth away wrath. We a soft answer would be something come out of our mouth. I don't do real good with that. Again, please don't ask my wife too many questions because, I mean, there's just sometimes I say things that I shouldn't. I don't control my mouth the way I should. And Sometimes I say words before I read my Bible in the morning and I get in trouble. Everybody knows how that works. And I'm not going to talk about her either, because I could be in trouble there. And I don't want that. Because it says right there in the next half of the verse that, but grievous words stir up anger. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to have any part of that right there. You love me, dear? Oh, I love you too. So a soft answer turneth away wrath. We know that. But grievous words stir up anger. And then we find here, look at what it says, the tongue of the wise. Now, we all have a tongue there, right? It's talking about the things that we say. The tongue of the wise. That's where I want to be. I want to be included in that group right there. I want my mouth to be counted as a wise mouth. And that is not going to be the case if I don't get some help. I need some help, and I need some forgivenesses too sometimes. Because I can, yeah, we know. The tongue of the wise. I like that. The tongue of the wise. Man, that's the one I want. I want my words and the things that come out of my mouth to be considered wise things. That's a title, the tongue of the wise. And we're going to see, well, let me just show it to you there in verse 7. It says, they're the lips of the wise. So a couple of times in this passage of Scripture, we see it's talking about the words of our mouth. And so the lips of the wise and the tongue of the wise, back to verse 2, useth, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge. All right, and he uses it in a good way, uses it in a right way. And we've all been given some knowledge, haven't we? We've all have some knowledge, and what do we do with that? I'm looking around, it looks like everybody's got a mouth, and I think everybody could talk. I think I've talked to everybody here tonight. And, you know, I haven't heard any foolish things. Well, most everything has been wise we talked about. We joked, Bill joked about a few little things earlier. It's Bill, right? Back row, Bill? Larry, that's it. It just didn't sound right. Bill's the one in the hospital, right? Larry's in the back row, amen? Yeah, I mean, we were goofing around a little bit. I think we were goofing around over here a little bit too, but all in fun. Let's read this again. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of foolish pour out foolishness. And we see that, and we know it. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He does see and know what we're saying. Beholding the evil and the good, the wholesome tongue. We see the mouth mentioned there again. And our words, a wholesome tongue. That's what we want to have. Amen. We want to speak wholesome words. And sometimes we just need to get God's help there. Tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the spirit. By the way, that word breach means something broken. Well, we can tear some things up with our mouth, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
We can break some things, and some things just are not easily. Some things with our mouth we can say that it takes more than a little quick, would you forgive me, to fix. It's a major break there. So we need to be careful with our mouth. Verse 5, a fool despises his father's instruction. I do know one thing. It wasn't very wise to talk back to my dad.
Amen.
Well, I'd use my mouth in a wrong way there, and he let me know that he heard it. Amen. He heard every bit of it, and sometimes he didn't hear it all. He heard enough of it. How about that? Took care of it. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, and perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. That's where I want to be, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish does not so. I want us to just look there in verse 7 a little bit and kind of dwell on that a little bit. It says there, and there's two phrases there cut in half, we're just going to look at those two. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. And picking that apart a little bit, I got to thinking about what would be knowledge. So I looked it up, and I'm not going to let you hear that. I'm not going to let you say amen here tonight. I'm going to not tell you about reading it up, looking it up in the dictionary, because I'm not very smart.
Amen.
There they are. Everybody got it, I think. But I want you to think about this with me. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. I want to be in that group. I want to be counted with that. And the Word of God and God's help, it's all available. The lips of the wise, I want to be that. And I want others to think that and know that I'm wise. And I want to give God all the glory for that as well. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to disperse knowledge. What is knowledge? By the way, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. Knowledge. And we all have some, right? And sometimes, you know, we're all old enough here tonight to know there's some things we have in our knowledge that aren't good things either, right? We don't need to dwell on them, and they don't need to be coming out of our mouth, but sometimes they do accidentally. We slip. We call it slip, don't we? We slip sometimes. We don't want to dwell on that. Just get the forgiveness and go on, because and not repeat it. But the word knowledge here means a clear and certain perception of something that exists. In other words, we have knowledge of something. We know it exists. I know this candle exists. I have knowledge of that. Now, you can see that candle, and you have knowledge of it, too. And I told you it was a candle, so you know it's a candle, right? You have knowledge. Someone taught you, this is a candle right here. Now you know. I was going to smell it and tell you what it smelled like, even, but it stuck on there. Now you have knowledge of that as well. Look at there. There's two of them. You have knowledge of two candles. Something that you have. It belongs to you now. You have knowledge of that. What are you going to do with that? The lips of the wise has knowledge, and they know what to do. They know what to do with that. We have understanding. We have a clear perception that that exists. Something else that we can have that would be knowledge would be a truth or a fact. We know some things that are truth, don't we? We know the Word of God is truth. We know we know the Word of the Bible is truth. We know it's a fact. Some of us we all know things that are facts. Amen. Fact is something that's settled. What do we say? We know it. It's a fact. The root word of knowledge is know, K-N-O-W. There's some things that we know, don't we? It's our choice whether it's good or bad. And it's our choice what we do with that knowledge that we have. It's our choice what we let our mouth do with that. So, clear, certain perception of something, of what exists, a truth or a fact. Sometimes a knowledge is it's learning, knowledge, and it's illumination of the mind. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard it come? The light came on. Have you heard it? Click, there it is. It illuminated your mind. You've got the knowledge of that now. You understand how it all works, and we get knowledge many different ways, by observation, amen, and also by experience. That's how we get it. We have an all-knowing God, don't we? Well, isn't that good to know? He knows it all. Well, it is if we are well-behaved. But he still knows it all, whether it's good or not. So knowledge, think with me here a little bit, is something that you're acquainted with, something that you can comprehend. This is knowledge, and we all have a different random knowledge. Now, I don't know how to drive a semi-truck. I might could get up in there and figure it out and bump a few cars and run into a telephone pole and I could get it figured out. Amen. How many of you have knowledge on how to drive a semi? I believe some other ones in here know how to do that. And so you have knowledge of something that I wouldn't dare let my wife get. I wouldn't let my wife put fuel in a truck. Amen. She doesn't have the knowledge of that, let alone drive it. I'm not going to tell any stories, hon. But some of you have knowledge that other people don't have. What do we do with that knowledge? We should try. If it's your job at work to teach somebody how to drive that truck, you take that knowledge, something that you're acquainted with, something that you can comprehend. When you comprehend, you know that it's not a good thing. You can comprehend that. You give them some knowledge so they don't do that. Something that you're aware of. Knowledge is like being aware of something, like surroundings. You ever been around a cop? Boy, they like to sit against the wall, don't they? They like to get where they can observe everything. There you go. We got some security guards in here tonight. What do you get against the wall so that you can see and look around? Amen. You want to be aware of the surroundings, and we should be that way too. Something, knowledge is something you can see or perceive, or something that you can understand. Sometimes the knowledge that we have is something that we have read about in a book, or something that we have been taught. Maybe somebody taught us. Sometimes we learn things from punishment and chastisement. That's probably not the best way, but sometimes it happens that way. Knowledge is something that you can tell, something that you can talk about. Amen? What are you talking about? Something that you know about. Well, most of the time. Some people talk about things they have no knowledge of at all, right?
Yeah.
We call them the fool.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And we leave them. But something, think with me now, knowledge is something that you can teach. We get knowledge of something, and it's good and it's right. It's in the Bible. It's of God. We should tell it to others.
Yes.
That's what would be right. The lips of the wise, I want to be wise. You want to be wise, right? If we're going to be wise, we're going to let the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. Good knowledge, dispersed. Another thing there, it means to scatter, it means to drive asunder, separate into different parts, all kinds of, it means to spread, it means to dissipate, it means to distribute. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. They take the knowledge that they have and they disperse it, they spread it around. We need to get knowledge, we need to get wisdom, we need to be wise, and we need to disperse it. That's how we please the Lord. Told us to do that there. In the early church, that's what they did, or we wouldn't be having church today.
Amen.
They printed the Word of God and got it all passed out, didn't they? We take a tract today, the Word of God, don't we? And what do we do with it? We put it in our Bible and leave it there all week? No. We take it out of our Bible, we grab 10 and pass them out during the week. We disperse them. Amen. If you have any extra $100 bills this week and you want to disperse them, we'll all be willing to take them.
Amen.
And that's how we should respond to good knowledge, good truth. Amen?
Amen.
And what do we do with that? I love the Lord, and He tells me that I ought to disperse good and right things. Isn't that what the Great Commission is all about? Let's go to Matthew chapter 28 real quick. I'm just going to read it. I haven't yet. While I've been here, and it is a mission conference, Mission Revival Conference, I ought to do that. But let's just see here. It says, Matthew chapter 28, down there in verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen. We have knowledge of some things. We have the knowledge of the gospel, don't we? I was looking at this morning, and I didn't say anything about it. But, you know, you have all these banners up here. But I like what someone did right here, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this place, I've never been there. Probably never get to because I can't even pronounce it. And we got Korea. I've never been there. And let's see, where's this down here? There's a whole world there. You know, I don't know that I'll ever get to go to those places, but I do know this one. And I do get to go there. And so I need to take the knowledge of what I have and disperse it right here. And if I can't do that here, I need to help this person in Korea to do God's will for them. And that would be to take the gospel, the same one you and I know, to Korea and disperse it there. Spread it out. Hand it out. Whatever it takes. I may not ever get that privilege. But God tells us all to do that, amen? And to help those that are dispersing somewhere else. You know, we don't have a corner on wisdom, do we? There are wise people in Korea.
Yeah.
There are wise people in other places around that have heard the gospel. They know they got the knowledge of the gospel and everything. And they are trying to pass it out and disperse it. And we need to help them in every way that we can. Pray for them or finance them or just do whatever we can. And that's what we're looking at here is what we can do to help someone else take them same verses that we looked at, and we know what they mean, and they're wiser. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge. They need us to help them as well. Do the very same thing. So I want you to think about that great, and it's a great commission, and we ought to have our part in that. If it's hard on you to give the gospel, I really think we ought to check, and sometimes it's not easy, is it? Just to be and willing to be that. We ought to make sure our heart's right with God. We ought to make sure my neighbor says sometimes I don't remember the exact words he used, and I may not be able to use it if I could remember it, but he says something about his desirer doesn't always work. And that's with us sometimes too. His desirer doesn't work. And neither does ours. And we need to get back to think about that. And my wife knows the words and she's laughing about it. It's kind of funny. We go through some gates at our house and we have one neighbor that is on the other side of my property. And so our property, I'm sorry, actually the Lord's property. And so we get off the gravel road and go through one gate, and then we're on dirt, and then we go down and what's it called, our gate then, and you go through that gate, and you go. And the other Sunday morning, we were getting ready to go to church, and I was there opening the gate, and I was all dressed like I am right now, and I don't think I had my sports coat on, or it was windy or something, and my coat had blew open, and he came back up to the truck to help with the gate. And he says, "What are you doing, going to an NRA meeting this morning?" It was kind of funny as the wind blew everything. That'll soak in. That'll soak in. Some of you will get that. And it was funny. We have a good neighbor, and he was raised Lutheran. He just doesn't have it all figured out yet. And you know what? I try to give him a little bit of knowledge when I can. Try to disperse a little bit of knowledge when I can. And you know, not everybody's going to take a big bucket load of it at once. Amen? Got to be planting some seeds. I was heard something just yesterday, I think you were talking about. There was a case there. Well, you couldn't give them too much at once. You don't want to run them off. We're supposed to be wise with it, right? And sometimes that wise is to get God's help. And, dear Lord, would you help me to say the right words today? That seed can be planted and watered a little bit here today. And so that's all we can expect. We don't do the saving, amen?
That's right.
All we do is with God's help, share, disperse the knowledge of what we have of truth. So I'm just going to give you a verse. We need to be careful with that. What was that word? Our desirer. We need to make sure that we have our desire where it should be. Over in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, let me read you a couple words there. It says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him, that is begotten of Him, also is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous." Was he told? Did we just look at the Great Commission there? Are we commanded to go and to teach and to baptize and the rest of what we should be doing there to live a wise Christian life? If that's grievous to you, I really think, I know I said this before, you need to examine your love for the Savior. Is it where it should be? If we don't have a desire to share the Word of God, the knowledge that we have with others, aren't we glad that that person that gave us the gospel didn't have their desire broken? Amen. They were willing. They were right. They shared it with us, so we need to be too. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh this world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. We have that knowledge, don't we? We know who God is, don't we? Everyone in this room, I hope you all have a public or a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know who God the Father is, amen? You know who God the Son is, Jesus Christ. You know who God the Holy Spirit is, amen? We know about the Trinity. We know about their deity. We know those things. And that's what we need to be dispersing, is the knowledge that we have. Isn't that good to know? Aren't you glad that you know God? Aren't you glad that you have a Bible that you can read, that you can see it? We have the Word of God. We need to We need to be dispersing the knowledge that we have of the Word of God and from the Word of God, the truth that we have. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." I'm not either. I'm looking for a place to tell somebody about the knowledge that I have from the Word of God. Amen? Aren't you? About Jesus Christ. "For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And we know that and so much more, don't we? And that's what we need to be dispersing. We have knowledge of what it takes to be a forgiven sinner and to be saved, to be born again. We have that knowledge. We need to be dispersing that. We know in the Bible about the warnings that are there and the promises of rewards that are there. We have that. Read over in Psalm there about how, "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." We have knowledge of that. So many folks don't. What are we doing with that knowledge that we need? Pastor's been talking about bringing somebody with you this week. You know what? That's just a matter of doing your part to disperse the knowledge that you have. What you may have been planting and watering for weeks, months, years, decades even. But now the opportunity comes that maybe to disperse knowledge a little bit further, another mouth, the atmosphere might be better. That might be a better place for it to be heard. Amen? Get folks under the gospel here. So we know, we have knowledge of what church is. There's a lot of folks that, I mean, if you've went to a Catholic church all your life or some other brand of church out there where the gospel's not being preached, you only have part knowledge of it all, maybe. And then the lost atheist out there has no knowledge or have rejected it. We have the knowledge of all this, amen? And it should be our duty to be busy dispersing it and helping others to as well. Well, there's so much more. We know that missions work, don't we? We know that giving to missions, being faithful with our tithes, we know that God comes around and honors that. A lot of folks don't. I really believe there's a lot of people out in this world that if they really knew how tithing works and it would please God, they only have part knowledge of that, they would tithe just knowing that it pleased God without really even knowing the rest of it. They might come in church and hear that and be a blessing to everyone. And God would bless that life. There's just so much that we know. We know we don't work for salvation. We don't burn candles. We don't have to do any of those things. We know, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we as workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work. Not everybody knows. We have knowledge of that. And if we're going to be wise in their eyes, and if we're going to be wise in God's eyes, we need to get His help and disperse the knowledge that we have of good and right things. Amen? Everybody there? We ought to do that. Second little phrase. I heard the amens. Back in Proverbs chapter 15, we've seen there in verse 7 and as well as in verse 2, the tongue of the wise. And then in verse 7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. But look what it says there at the end of verse 7. But the heart of the foolish doth not so. You know, what's in your heart is going to motivate you to action. It's going to motivate you to where you go. It's going to motivate you to what you say. It's going to motivate you to where you hang around, who you hang around with. It's your heart. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? Well, you've got to remember, though, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's where we'll naturally go if we let our spirit have control without God's help. You know, that's just a fact of life. That's how it works. But look what it says there. And this is the truth, and this is what we know. But the heart of the foolish doth not so. The heart of the foolish doth not so. What are they talking about? What does the heart of the fool not do? Heart of the foolish not do. What's that?
Disperse knowledge.
That's just a plain statement there, isn't it? Smart, wise, knowledgeable person is busy dispersing what they know about God. And the heart of the foolish They let that foolishness motivate them to do everything else. They have a need, and we have the solution for it.
Amen.
This is a worldwide thing. This just isn't Topeka, Kansas. We need to take, but it's our responsibility to start right here in Kansas with the knowledge that we have. How many of you say your pastor has given you knowledge? Where did he get it? Right out of the Word of God, amen? Has he taught anybody how to drive a truck yet? You know why? Because that's not the important thing. That's not the issue right now. Your pastor, he's over the flock. His purpose is to do what? Give you knowledge, encourage you, teach you the words of truth, point you to the Savior, to God, so that you can be wise and have the right things to disperse. Don't come to church, you're going to miss all that, aren't you? A lot of churches, the pastor is busy doing other things other than giving the knowledge and truth out there, helping the folks with wisdom, pointing them at themselves rather than God, taking the glory rather than giving God the glory. You all have account to, you're going to be accountable for the knowledge that you've been given, knowledge of good and right things. Amen? And the best way you could thank your pastor, the best way you could thank God would be to busy dispersing that knowledge that you've been given. You want to please God? We don't really necessarily... Now I better not say that. Wouldn't it be great if we pleased our God and Savior as well as your preacher? They're one and the same. Disperse the knowledge that you've been given through the Word of God, through the preaching, through the teaching, through the fellowship, just through... Man, there's just... Information and knowledge just drips around here. It's on the walls. It's in the information. It's in the hymnal. Pastor talked this morning about the songs in the hymnal. You know why? That's what you sing here. Doctrine. You know what doctrine is? Teaching over the Word of God. Put the music. It's just a lot easier to remember and sing. And shouldn't that be what we have in our minds singing, thinking about all week? Yeah, just get the right kind of music going on. What do you sing? You ever ask anybody, what are you humming? What are you singing? Yeah, man, it's a perfect opportunity to let somebody know. Larry, this morning we're down there and he gets his harmonica out of his pocket and you got your harmonica out of your pocket and Larry says, you want to hear this song? I can't remember if I thought about it long enough, I might. But he had a song. He wanted to share this song with me. You know what? It wasn't ain't nothing but a hound dog or anything like that. It was a right out of the hymnal kind of song. Living by faith. Living by faith in Jesus alone. Yeah. We all know that song, don't we? That's the kind of stuff we need to have bouncing around up in our head, because that's what's going to be what comes out of our mouth. That was just a witnessing tool there, Larry. That was great. I don't think you want me using a harmonica, but with you, it worked out great. Amen. What are you dispersing? That's all. Is the first thing that when you see somebody, you start talking about is sports scores? I know I'm really on the sports scores, but it is fall, and there's a lot of sports going on. Amen. And it takes people out of church, and it takes their families out of church. I heard somebody say this morning, "We're going to go play football this afternoon." This evening, I may not be to church tonight because I'm going to go play football. That's not having it right. That's not right. I do remember hearing somebody say, well, really, you should be here rather than doing that. I think I heard that. Mm-hmm. That was given somebody. Somebody probably thought about that. Maybe we'll see him during the week later. So I need to get moving with this. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish doth not. So it should be our desire. How many would you say that this verse right here is easy to understand? How many would you say it's plain as the nose on Brother Marvin's face? And that's big.
Amen.
You are all chickens. This is simple. Even the foolish can understand this verse. And if you listen to the verse, the foolish can be made wise. If we're foolish for not dispersing the good knowledge that we have, we can be wise by getting forgiveness and getting to do what it simply, plainly tells us to do. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. By the way, that's just there in verse 19, same chapter. It's made plain. God made it plain to us, our desires. Oh, David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. I want to please the Lord. I want God to see me being wise and be accepted. Amen. Accept what He's given me and I'm offering. Hey, we don't have all the knowledge, do we? We don't want to get that way. Oh, well, I'm better than them. I can't talk to them. Or I'm not going to listen to the preacher because I've got this all figured out. No, I taught this last week in my Sunday school class. I don't have to listen to that. You got it all learned? Are you that learned? No, I'm not either. I'm not either. And that'll get you in trouble too. Your pride will keep you from opening your mouth. Thinking, we don't call the shot on who the Lord puts us in someone else's path there to talk about. We need to be wise. We need God's help to help us be wise and to say the right thing at the right time. Well, let me just ask you about this, and please don't answer out loud. And I'm not talking about you answering about your neighbor either, or your friend, or somebody there. Are you a fool or are you wise? This simple little verse here is something that we could gauge that on. If we're wise, we'll be what? Dispersing truth. And if we're foolish, we'll have something else got our heart all bound up. Our heart will be full of something else other than the things of God if we're foolish. I want to please God. I want to take the simple truth. The instructions of God are not hard here. It comes down to our choice. Whether you're a fool or whether you're wise depends on whether you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you're accepting the truth of it all and being dispersing it. That's how you become wise. Dispersing every day should just be how we live. And just like that's how we should live is dispersing it, we should be getting some every day too. We should be growing. We have more to disperse the more we've grown, right? The more we have learned, the more knowledge that we have. But the heart of the wicked, they're just out there piling on more wickedness, aren't they? And that's what they're busy talking about. And that's what they're going to be talking about tomorrow and next week and 10 years from now. What are you going to be talking about tomorrow and next week and 10 years from now? Are you going to be wise or are you going to be foolish? Let's begin and continue to be wise. Some of you are wise here. Amen. That's right. I said amen to that one. And all of us could be wiser. If we'd ask God for help, look over. We're not going to go there. I'm out of time, but I want you to think about the teaching of James over there. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Are you wise enough to ask? Are you wise enough to say, God, would you forgive me? Help me please you. Help by getting the knowledge that I need of you, and dispersing the knowledge that I have. Wise, looking to tell somebody else. Just need to decide you're going to be wise. There is a Proverbs 20 verse 15 says this: there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Think about that. What would you consider your mouth to be? What would you consider the words that come out of your mouth? Valuable, precious. What does God think? The words coming out of your mouth, are they precious to Him to hear you say them? I'll tell you what, for a lost person to hear the words on how to get saved and hear the words of the Savior, boy, they're precious words to them, aren't they? More than money. More than a jewel. They're precious words. Remember when you heard the gospel? What was it to you? Like, wow. That is a great nugget of truth that I had never heard. But yet we have that knowledge. And we need to disperse that knowledge and please the Lord by doing it. Lips, what comes out of yours. Wise, it's a choice. And a heart, it's what you put in it. Sometimes we just need to wipe clean that heart, amen? Put the right things in there and please the Lord with it. I was talking to Adrian about this afternoon a little bit. And I said, how's that one little phrase go? The sin of something or the sin of omission. Remember that? Some of you heard that? We can sin sometimes in our actions by doing something we shouldn't do. Or open our mouth and saying something that we shouldn't. We can sin by committing sin. But we can also sin by omitting. We can sin when we have the knowledge and the truth and not disperse that knowledge that we have. I don't want to sin because sin is not... Oh, that's just a gray sin, Brother Marvin. No. You know better. You have knowledge. Big sin, little sin? No, it's sin. And it all displeases our God and Savior. It displeases Him when we don't disperse the knowledge of Him that we have. It also displeases Him when we put the wrong things in this little heart of ours that keep us from doing that. Omission. Not to tell somebody how to be a forgiven sinner on their way to heaven. Somebody told you, didn't they? If you're here tonight, you don't know 100% sure that you're a forgiven sinner on your way to heaven. You want to be a big blessing to somebody? Why don't you walk down this aisle and let them open the Scripture to you and pray with you and disperse they have in the knowledge that we have, that you can too have, on how to be a forgiven sinner. Amen. And please God with that. Would you stand with me tonight? Sin of omission. That's easy. Maybe someone tonight just, Lord, would you forgive me? Would you forgive me for not looking for a place to share the word of your gospel, the plan of salvation? Lord, forgive me for not. And then maybe somebody here tonight says, I've heard it, I know it, but I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Why not get that settled here tonight? Maybe tomorrow we need to make sure, maybe tonight we need to make sure what we say tomorrow, what we disperse tomorrow, and what we disperse the rest of the week. Hey, why don't you come to church? Are you going to disperse the knowledge? You know, 7 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you have knowledge of that now. The Bible's going to be preached. Are you going to disperse that the rest of the week? Sunday service is next Sunday. You have knowledge of that. What time is Sunday morning? 9:30. You know now that. You have knowledge of that. Amen? Are you going to disperse that this week? Someone in the break room, talking to the neighbor. What do you guys study at church? What do you know about the Bible? Are you going to disperse that knowledge? Are you going to be looking for a place to disperse the knowledge that you have? Are you going to be looking this week, Lord, what would you have me to do when it comes to faith, mission, promises? Where can I do my part helping others disperse knowledge of you around this world? Altar's open, music's going to play. I'm going to bend my knee. Can I invite you? Yes. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, where would you have me to go? Lord, what would you have me to give? Who would you have me pray for? Who's that person I need to be a witness to? Why not tonight ask Him? He'll tell you. Dear Lord, I love you and I thank you again for the privilege of being here tonight. take this time, take this week, may it bring glory and honor to you. Lord, I just want to make very plain and clear to you that I thank you. I thank you. I love you. And I want you to use me, have me busy in the ministry. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for a mouth. And thank you for the Word of God. And I thank you, Lord, for the life that I have, that I can share the truth. Thank these folks, Lord, in this room, even here tonight. May our lives all bring glory and honor to you. Please forgive us, Lord, where we failed you. Holy Spirit, encourage us. Speak to us when we need that little tap on the shoulder and know it's time to open our mouth. Help us to be looking for those opportunities. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and thanks for it all. In Jesus' name.